Page 10, review of second inversion triads. Here on the page, you see a D major root position triad followed by a first inversion triad. I'll play these. The root position, first inversion, think about the correct fingering, and then go ahead and play the second inversion. Look at your hands. Do you notice your left hand plays with fingers 5, 2, 1, and your right hand plays with 1, 3, 5. There are three exercises on this page that use second inversion triads. The first one, go ahead and use a rebound staccato to spring off the keys. When you play each staccato note, throw your hand and arm into each chord and rebound up with your wrist first. Let's go ahead and turn the metronome on. 1, 2, and 3, 4. Try to bring out the higher note more than the lower notes, like this. You notice there are two first inversion triads. The second exercise is to be played adagio. Now we're going to play a D major triad and its inversions, followed by two rolled chords. Let's turn the metronome on to 76. 1, 2. The symbol next to the last two chords means to roll the chords bottom to the top, one note at a time, like a harp. You want the top note to be on the beat, so listen to this. Ready, play. If you're playing it even slower, it would sound like this. So now let's try this whole piece at this new speed. 1, 2. Isn't that pretty? The last exercise on this page is also to be played as rolled chords in the key of E major. Notice there are four sharps in the key signature. Remember how to find the key of E major? Go to the last sharp, which is the D sharp, and go up half a step from that sharp, and you're on E. 4, 5, 6. Listen so that the top note of the right-hand triad is played on the beat, like that.